the regulations are a reflection that the government that we have does not respect the aspect of consultation, does not respect the participation of its citizens in decision making. This is the first time we're hearing about the regulations, and we're only hearing them is when they have been gazetted. You do not remember a time when people were consulted on those regulations. But secondly, when you look at the regulations themselves, they are saying that youth organizations must be registered with the Zimbabwe Youth Council and they must pay a fee. And to me, this is daylight robbery. How can you pay a fee to an institution that is known for being so partisan, to an institution whose objectives and vision you do not subscribe to because it has been partisan, it has been in support of a particular ideology? But certainly, I think it is a way, in my view, that has been devised by the ministry to shut down and close all youth organizations that they think are in opposition to a particular ideology, or that they think they do not agree with, or that they think they do not like. But fourthly, if you realize that they are also saying that youth organizations should not receive funding, so it's a way of cutting the oxygen from the life of youth organizations, trying to make sure that ultimately they are shut down, ultimately they are killed. You need to understand that why is it important for the system to do that? Because the youth are the determining factor in the coming referendum. They are the determining factor in the coming elections. And because of that, they must be suffocated. Those that do not subscribe to particular ideologies must be suffocated and destroyed.
Are you, as the National Youth Development Trust, going to comply with these regulations?
Firstly, we will take the legal route. We will challenge the regulations. We will engage the services of lawyers to challenge the regulations. We feel they infringe on individual rights of young people, but also they infringe on our rights as civil society organizations to be able to defend the rights of the constituencies that we work with. First, so we will challenge them in the courts. But secondly, we will not comply until such a time when we feel the regulations have become inclusive, until such a time we think the Zimbabwe Youth Council has been reformed and is no longer partisan.